Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, welcome back.
It's Don and Steve on My Talk, where talk is fun. Donna Valentine has the day off today. Elizabeth Reese of Twin Cities Live fame, Dirt Alert fame, Best to the Nest fame, formerly Marjorie and Elizabeth show. Is that what it's called?
It was the Marjorie and Elizabeth show, yeah.
Her name first, right?
Yeah, always.
Contractually.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have you here. DJ Rock Lobster is here. I mean, Rocco just really pouring salt in the wound that I am no longer on television. Elizabeth, you'll love this.
What?
Last week, we went to a power lunch at Red Lobster with Dan Seaman, the Sea Monster, our big boss. And it was just a little team bonding thing.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it was really nice. And there was a viewer who came over to say hello, and she was really nice. And then I hear her server comes over, and they're sitting at the booth right behind us. And this is right after she had said hello.
Mm-hmm.
And the server said, "Who is that?" And she said, "That's Steve Patterson. He's on TV. He used to be on TV." And it was the first, like,
yeah,
I'm our mouth-breathing radio guy now.
Yeah, that's
respectfully, Rocco.
That's okay. How it is going to be. Like, oh, didn't I? You used to be the guy from that show. What did that lady tell you that one time that was so funny when she said, "Oh, you're the guy. You're the guy."
With that blonde lady, you're the guy that stands next to her.
Yeah, you're the guy that stands next to the blonde lady.
Yeah.
That was when I was blonde.
Yeah.
Listen, in case you're wondering.
I don't know what your real hair color is.
It's
I don't
this.
Know.
My current hair color is my normal hair color. That's it. We don't even really do any color anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I have
How
extensions.
How gray would you be if you didn't color your hair?
Just a few. I've just seen a few. But we've really, I probably only get it colored like a couple times a year now. Because it's just the same. I don't know. Now I'm kind of thinking about going back to blonde since you left.
Are you supposed to be asking these questions of a woman, Steve?
I don't care.
I don't think you're supposed to ask.
No, you're not. But I don't even. I just don't care. Hey, you know, there's a funny thing that happens. Number one, when you turn 40, you just give fewer bleeps about anything, which I think is really liberating. And then after you've birthed three children, you have so much less modesty. It's like, I don't even know what to tell you guys. I mean,
you know, I'm getting a physical today. I thought I was going to head from this show, and then I needed to go do a little shopping for a couple tops.
What do you need shirts for? You don't need anything. You're not on television anymore.
Look at me. This is true. I've been in this Great Lakes sweatshirt for three consecutive days.
I did that this weekend. I wore the same thing the entire, and then I just kind of was like, this is no bueno. Like, I got to put a little effort in on the weekends.
Yeah, I got a little behind here with the laundry situation that's looking at me right now, just out of frame. It's not great. But I then looked down at my my phone calendar, and I was like, wait a minute. I have a physical, and you're talking about, you know, birthing three children,
yeah,
and they're
I
just
did.
Looking right at you.
Just all up in your business so much.
And I didn't get my last physical. I probably went 10 years plus before I had a physical. I had a 10-year stretch in my adult life, and it was purely because I didn't want anyone looking at my wiener that I didn't know. And I mean, I'm cool with the lights off anyway, and so I don't need to, like, be meeting a doctor, and then suddenly my pants are around my ankles.
Says the guy with the hole in his underpants.
Okay, first of all, we talked about, I don't know if we mentioned your husband by name, I don't think so, but now we have, that your husband knows sometimes you got to wear those boxer briefs out. And the only way you know that it's time to go is when something's hanging out at the bottom. You're like, there's no
garments. There have definitely been times when I'm like, Jay, we got to get rid of these. And he's like, what?
I think Lou has at one point just seen me step into just a waistband. Hey, you know, there aren't any underwear on those anymore. You're just wearing the band. Anyway, I didn't want to get a physical because I don't want people looking at me like that. And then, so I go in to get a physical.
I don't know if that has to happen at every physical, does it?
Well, let me tell you, I go in to get the physical and I'm like, I got a guy and he's the guy that sees Lou. And it's like just for like a general practitioner. He's not a gynecologist. I have a wiener. We've established this. But anyway,
jeez.
I step in and I'm like, great, guy is here. I'll show guy my thing. I don't care. Whatever, man. Then rather attractive female steps in.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, Come on, man.
So what?
I waited a decade and now she's here. And I was ready to say, can you leave? I was going to ask her to step out.
Well,
she was
fine.
Like training or something, you know? Okay. And then, but here's the thing. I get to the point. Hang on. I know you have a very sympathetic, empathetic response that's coming.
I don't. Anyway,
I get to the point where I'm saying, hey, when are we just going to be able to step into a machine and you just tell us like, hey, you have cancer or you don't, like an easy full body, like TSA at an airport. Tell me if I have cancer. And he said, you know, they're working on technology like that. We're a little ways away. He said, but that's why we don't do the testicular check for cancer anymore. And I was like, what? You don't? What do you mean? They were getting too many false positives.
Because I knew that they don't do this. I know that they don't do this. You had like this in your mind. I'm surprised when they walked in, you didn't just like already drop your pants because you were like so anticipating that this was going to be happening. And that's just like not what happens at the doctor's office anymore. Plus, you hadn't had an examination in so long. There's so many like protocols that are happening when you are with a medical care provider. Like in mine, they have all these signs. I've known my nurse practitioner for 15 years and she's still like, says all of these precautionary things like, okay, before I touch you, this is what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like this, you just walk in and they're like, all right, get buck naked and then start twirling. Just like not what happens at the doctor's office. Like what kind of unprofessional doctor were you going to in California?
No, there were two times that I remember like the testicle check. Rocco, you know what I'm talking about. DJ yes. Rock Lobster. Mm-hmm. Turn your head and cough, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's awkward. And
is that the prostate check?
No, that's where they like cup your
okay.
man purse.
Oh my god.
I don't know what to say. And then they have you cough, and when you cough, the guys, we're doing science talking, where everybody put your big boy pants on for a minute. When you cough, your testicles should ascend a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Rocco, right?
Yes.
And so that's what they're testing for. I had a male doctor when I was a kid, and then it switched over. I was like 12 or 13, where a change in the wind direction that day could have caused me to be at attention.
I know.
And so I was horrified because Dr. Plotkin retired, and then there was a female doctor. I was physically relieved when she stepped into the room and had a visible mustache. She was way behind.
And I thought,
that's going to help me.
Listen, I only go to female doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just like,
well, I'm going to see a lady today.
Well, that's good.
I've never met her. But she had an appointment available today, and I'm just trusting that she doesn't have to see me. And I got a skin check too, a dermatologist, health talk, and they just looked down the back of my pants, not the front of my pants. They checked the top of my butt.
Yeah, you might have an ill-shaped mole. You should get your vitamin D levels
that
checked.
They say a lot of times there are times you can have a mole in a place that is kind of hard to check.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that get you.
They're the ones that get you. That's where the sun don't shine,
mm-hmm.
and you still get a mole.
So now
and make sense of that, because there's not even sun exposure down there.
Mm-mm.
I mean, unless you're on some sort of beach in Europe, but those
there's
are not allowed
land
here.
Exposure.
In the United, are there any nude beaches in the United States of America, or is that just completely? We are a fascinating culture.
I don't think
really,
so.
We are. Where we are so like sexual and out there and blah blah blah, but then at the same time so prudish. It's a very intriguing situation. Like even I always go into that with like breastfeeding. You know, like you can see practically an entire boob on a billboard on the freeway, and then like God forbid a woman is feeding a baby in a restaurant and we've like completely lost our minds.
You hear there was a lady on an airplane last week who tried breastfeeding her cat. That's true.
You can milk anything with nipples.
Wow.
Can't you, Fokker?
There's a Wikipedia page of all the nude beaches in the U.S.
Here he goes.
Oh, great. Oh, so there are some.
Okay. There's, according to this, there's something in East Bethel.
Oh.
there's all something right. called the Oakwood Club, 35 minutes north of Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Really?
Why don't we give away
a lifetime membership that club?
Let's give away a 5-pack of oil changes, actual oil changes on your vehicle. This from our friends at TGK Automotive. We'll do caller 7 right now, 651-641-1071. You get a 5-pack of oil changes. And by the way, TGK Automotive, they've got locations all over the Twin Cities. So call now, 651-641-1071. When we come back, I do want to tell you about this George Clooney news. George Clooney turned down $35 million for one day's worth of work. Find out why. When we come back, it's Don and Steve on My Talk. What's up? Welcome back. It is the Don and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. You can always stream us live, mytalk1071.com. You can listen on the app as well. All sorts of ways to take us in. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, my friends. Elizabeth Reese is in for Donna today.
Hi, friends.
Elizabeth.
Hey, thank you for having me. Did you choose that song, I Miss You More Than Life?
This is dedicated to you.
To me. That's
I thought you guys dedicated it to me.
And you were like, oh, I'm so happy that you're here. I miss you more than life.
Jeez, I see these new pictures of Twin Cities Live. What is it, the view over there? Just hanging out with all these ladies.
I got, we've got Kelly and Kristen. You remember them. They were here.
They were there when I was there.
They were there when you were here. And then now here we are on the show.
And you have a female co-host with you today.
Yes.
Jamie Price.
Jamie Price is co-hosting the show.
So happy you liked it. I just saw a Twin Cities Live Instagram post about that just now.
It's going to be a fun day. We're going to have a fun week. I just got my head kind of spins a little bit. I got to keep track of like, who is going to be there?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Chair. Yes. And just show up and it's exciting. And oh, great. This person, wonderful. Let's have a great time.
And it will be fun. It's really good.
Yeah, we did have a winner.
She's fantastic.
Who did win?
Well, I feel bad because somebody called in. She had a very sweet voice and she was about to say something nice and then she dropped off.
Ah.
So then Trisha called in and Trisha's the winner of the TGK Automotive 5-pack of oil changes.
That's a killer prize.
That
is really great.
Because first of all, that's like a 2-year prize. Let's be really
honest.
Sure.
Depends on how many cars you have, though. Maybe you have a fleet.
Oh, now that's true.
Yeah, maybe you have a whole fleet of cars.
I do not get my oil changed as often as I am supposed to. I'm just saying that out loud.
My car tells me that I don't need to get my oil changed as much as society tells me.
I think that there is the every 3,000 miles situation. I think that's newer cars. They've advanced beyond
My car is not new. You know, I have a very old car. My car is a 2011.
Yeah, but I think even like 2005 and beyond, like once those cars, although your car is 10 years old now, maybe. I don't know.
Can you believe that? I mean, it really is. It just all of a sudden it's 10 years old. I'm not getting a new one until it dies.
She's going to drive this into the ground.
I like driving cars into the ground. I think that's nice.
You can check out our listener rewards for the month of December. You could enter to win tickets to Annie at Children's Theater Company.
The sun will come out.
Did you watch it live last week on NBC with Harry Connick Jr. as Daddy Warbucks in a bald cap?
How did he do?
I don't know. I just kept seeing his bald cap.
I like him. I think he's so charming. I've never met him in real life, but I would like to.
He is so... I loved him when he was a judge on Idol, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's on demand now on Peacock if you want to check that out. You could also win a holiday staycation at Intercontinental MSP, a slick hotel connected right there to MSP Airport. Everything up for grabs and listener rewards can be seen on our app. Download it. You can also go to mytalk1071.com. I do like talking about money. We've got Money Monday coming up here at 11:30, but this is just a huge Hollywood story today that George Clooney turned down $35 million for one day's worth of work.
Can you even believe that? For a commercial, an airline commercial.
Some airline ad. And what was the deal? It was in a country. There were ties to bad things.
He said that it was in a country that is sometimes an ally, but not always in line with how he is. So then I started guessing, and you guys can guess accordingly. I'm not going to say it out loud, but I have a couple of top choices. Oh,
I have none have come to my brain so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think slow on Mondays.
That's fine.
Okay, so then he said, I've thought about this. I got together with my very smart wife, Amal.
Right.
We discussed both what the paycheck would mean to us and I suppose then what the inner turmoil would mean to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walked.
He said he said it's not even worth losing like one night's sleep over it. Like if he doesn't feel so basically the interviewer was asking, do you feel like
I'm Bradley Trainer.
And I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Like you've made enough money. Have you made enough money? And so he was giving this example. It sounds very out of touch to say like, oh, I turned down $35 million for one day's work. What I think he was trying to communicate was that he's at a point where he has made so much money that even if it is a ton of money, if it's not 100% in line with how he wants to live or, you know, something that he wants to get behind, he doesn't lose a single bit of sleep of thinking, oh man, but it's like, if you were offered $35 million to do a commercial for a company that you like 95% were good with, but 5% you were like, oh man, blah. Like at this point you would go, yep, 95%. And you would have to, you would think about it and you might have that little twinge of nagging, but you would probably go ahead and do it.
You'd focus on all the good things.
George Clooney doesn't do that. Yeah. If it's not 100%, he's not doing it. And so then he, and that's it. And he doesn't even lose sleep about it. That's the freedom you talk about, you know, how when you have limitations, they can actually give you great freedom.
Great freedom, yes.
But that's the freedom that comes with just tons of money.
Yes. Thank you for listening when I talk about freedom.
You talk so much about so much, and because I listen every single time.
Freedom is often misinterpreted in that people think it's the absence of all restriction, whereas in reality, it is the having the appropriate restrictions in place that lead you, guide you into a deeper, richer, more meaningful way of living.
Wow.
There's a lot of free ways of living. Oh, who cares? YOLO. That does not lead to freedom. Later that night, the next morning, one month later, 1 year down the line, et cetera.
So he turned down $35 million for one day's work. $35 million to do one commercial. But he's got so many other things going on. He's got those coffee commercials. He's doing the Nespresso commercials.
Yes.
And I don't know how he sleeps at night about those because those little pods are just completely annihilating the environment.
The planet, right?
So he sleeps at night fine about that.
I guess everybody has different lives. Well, we found out Will Ferrell turned down $29 million to do a sequel to Elf.
Yeah, because it was bad, right? And wasn't the script bad?
Yeah, he's like, I can't go around doing press for a movie that is just a carbon copy of the first script, and I can't genuinely sell it. I have to be able to genuinely get behind the thing that I did, and I couldn't, so we just made the decision and said no. Can I tell you, last night we watched Elf, which was
so
lovely.
Much.
And yeah. And, you know, it's not the most sentimental movie. Like, when I watch The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, that kicks off Christmas movie season in, like, my mind and my heart. That being said, when we watched Elf, the kids enjoy it so much and were laughing and they're starting to anticipate moments that they, and they only watch it once a year.
Yeah.
We don't have it on repeat viewing.
I love it.
But we watched it streaming on HBO Max, which I forgot to cancel, so we watched it there. And our internet signal was bugging out last night. I don't know why. Maybe the wind. I don't know. But it was blurry pretty much the whole time.
No. Oh, that's kind of a good feeling.
And then it would go clear for a second and we would all cheer. And then it would buffer again and come back to blurry. I felt like we were watching it back in the 50s.
Hashtag overcoming hardship, kids.
Thank you, guys. I am the hero you deserve. When we come back, let's talk a little more money. You won't hear comedy on Spotify anymore. I'll tell you why. That's coming up next on Dawn and Steve. Welcome back. It's Don and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. You can always listen on the app. You can listen online. You can listen on your radio. You can listen in a car. We don't care. We're just happy that you're listening wherever you happen to be doing that. Let's see here. Coming up in about 10 minutes, how about we do a giveaway, Rocco? We'll let you know when it's time for you to call. We'll do it at the end of this. This is going to be a pair of tickets to Christmas with a Whole Lot of Soul happening at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters on December 14th and 15th. We'll give those away here in about 10 minutes, so keep listening for the tune-in to call there. Why don't we do it? Let's get rich together.
Come on now, let's talk some money.
Money. Oh, good. Let's talk about money.
Money Monday.
There are more things in the world to buy.
It's Donna and Steve.
Than most people have money for. So,
Money Monday.
Choices have to be made.
But mostly it's Steve.
Okay, I have Spotify on my phone. I only use Spotify when I'm I don't know if you guys have heard, but when I'm clanging and banging at Iron Paradise, when I'm carving my temple and building my body.
Oh, boy.
And I put on, usually, recently, Rocco, you'll appreciate this, I hope.
Okay.
80s synthwave.
Ooh, like you ever listen to any like Mode or something?
Yeah, no, what's the beat like? Drop us a beat.
DJ Rock Lobster, could you pull up, like go to Spotify right now and just pick, okay. Pull up, and he has Spotify Premium, so we don't have to sit through the ads. It's really incredible. 80s synthwave, or Night Drive, and it's like, and that's what I've been squatting to recently, and I really find it to be enjoyable, and it's the right kind of driving beat that keeps you going, but it's not like hammering you with too many lyrics. Sometimes I'll go for traditional rap,
something like that.
I could do fine with this. I mean, I'd probably.
I just went, this is synthwave chill. You probably
this
want,
is like, a synthwave.
This doesn't feel banging. Very motivating.
No, this is when I'm in the hot tub after. Would I go to chill playlist. Night Drive?
Let's go here.
Yeah, I would do it to this.
Clang, bang. Yes.
This makes me want to have like leg warmers on, and then those leotards that like the side cutout goes all the way up to like your
boom. Oh yeah,
and those were high.
But then you wore leggings under them, right? It was like a string bikini. You know
crazy.
What I'm talking about? Didn't you wear a string bikini over top of the leggings? Essentially, was this an 80s fad or were they all one
the
garment?
No, it was like a one 80s. Piece. It was leggings and then it was like a one piece, but it was cut high up the sides. And it was like, the 80s were shocking. The 80s and 90s, it's just so interesting to look back and think like, what was acceptable and what was not?
Well, here is what Spotify has said is no longer acceptable.
What?
Humor on Spotify. Kind of, sort of. They have pulled all the clips of hundreds of comedians. So you got guys like Kevin Hart, Jim Gaffigan.
What?
And there's a deadlock in negotiations right now with the Global Rights Administration company called Spoken Giants. The Wall Street Journal was reporting this. Spoken Giants is trying to lead this charge to get comedians paid royalties for their jokes when streamed on services like Spotify or YouTube or played over the radio. And under the existing setup, comics are paid via their label or their distributor and not directly as the authors of their works. And so Spoken Giants is essentially trying to get comedians paid in the same way that songwriters are compensated for their music and lyrics. Spotify, standing its ground, though, they say that they've already paid, quote, significant amounts of money for the content in question, and they would love to continue to do so. So if you're like listening to Spotify and normally you're on a comedy channel or trying to just have some punchlines come your way, no mas, at least not right now. Common negotiating tactic where they'll just say, great, we're not going to do it then. And we'll see if that comes back with some kind of an agreement. But your thoughts on these comedians getting individual payment like a songwriter would for their joke?
I feel like everybody should get paid for what they're worth. And then if they can negotiate it, they can negotiate it. Listen, who's making a lot of money? Spotify.
Yeah.
They're making tons and tons of money. And so if the artists want to band together and say, this is what we think we're worth and this is what we want to be paid, then I have more power to them.
Yeah, I think so too. With these big companies all the time, it just always does. The company always wins, you know, unless there's a crazy outlier.
Well, there are always outliers, right?
For
there's
sure.
always like a couple people who are making like just bank and
yes.
then they get whatever deal they want, but that's not necessarily indicative of how everybody else is being handled.
And there are rumors about what those people making bank are, because the people making bank would never tell you how much bank they're making. But then in the lunchroom and in the corners of the offices, people were saying, hey, I heard bleepity bleep is making bleep.
Listen, there's a big, I don't know if you have to bleep it all the time, but I don't know why you're getting so foul-mouthed about people's
how much does he make whole
names. There is a whole argument that there would be a lot more equity in pay if all salaries were fully transparent. Like you'd pass out your business card. Do people still do business cards? Whatever. If they did, you'd pass it out and it would have your salary on it.
I think that's a fascinating thing.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
You know, you would have people mad at you, and you would be mad at people.
It would really make everybody mad.
Here's the thing. You could not be a part of the test pilot program, because that would destroy a place of business, any place of business.
But there are places where that's the case, like public institutions, like teachers. Yes. You go into a school, you know how much everybody's making.
For sure.
If you're at a certain level, if you have a master's degree, you can go online and look and like see how much people are making.
Athletes, coaches in professional sports, that's all very public information as well. And so, you know, if you're like a defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings, when people go out to dinner with you, they're kind of hoping that you're going to pick up the tab, but you don't know how much they're making. They might be making more than you. You don't know. But see, that's the system that's already in place. Whereas if I hit a button today and said every employee at the wherever you work, every employee's income will be known immediately, that place would destroy. It would be a pile of rubble by the end of the day.
It's funny though, because it's
in
sort
10
of
years
like,
it wouldn't be.
It's kind of like the middle is the unknown. You know, because if you go to like a fast food restaurant, right? I just drove past a White Castle and they say, if you are hired here, you're making like $15.84 an hour. And if you're a manager, you're making $18 an hour. Okay. So there's like certain arenas and like levels where, and now that would be considered at the lower end of income in our country, right? In the setup. And then like the quarterback, Kirk Cousins, everybody knows how much he's making. He would be considered at the very high end. It's the middle where the muddy waters are.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about this.
I love that when you say that.
Isolate
say
that for her, Rocco.
So wonderful.
It would be a really, really fascinating thing.
How long until it would be not just, it just would be normal and it wouldn't be weird? I think it'd take like 3 months.
I was going to say 3 years.
And it would just be like, oh, everything's normal. Look at how things have gotten normal that weren't normal.
Sure. Well, and the employers, I mean, it's always to their advantage that none of us know what the other person is making.
For sure.
Huge negotiating chip that they get to have. That if you really break that down, and by the way, Elizabeth and I, very happy to be employed. We love it here. It's great, and we want to stick around. So let me just preface with that.
We do.
But when you break down, it's Money Monday, and we got to help people think this way.
Yeah, yeah.
When you break down the mechanics of that, you know, like, for instance, if an employer found out that all of the employees were suddenly sharing their income,
for sure,
they would be deeply upset about it. But they would need to know that intellectually, the reason that they are upset about it is the reason that we would be upset about not having access to that information, because it's a huge point of leverage.
Yeah, it totally is.
There's no guesswork. I don't know. All right, now I'm gonna tell you something briefly, okay?
Well, tell everybody your bank account balance before we move forward. You're gonna talk the talk. You better walk that
Let
walk.
Me!
Just start going through the balances.
Can you kill her, Mike Rocco? I have no controls out here. It just seems like what she's doing is inappropriate. Anyway, so I'm going to tell you something very boring right now, but it could be interesting for some of us. Everybody finds
it
very...
Wow, you are a radio professional.
Isn't this really...
Rocco, I can't believe you guys kept this guy.
What a sexy way of selling this. All right, I'm going to tell you about 401ks and annuities, all right?
Wow!
Just listen! This is great! Annuities might be coming to... more and more 401ks.
And I don't know what an annuity is.
I only kind of did, and I needed clarification. A 401k would be you're just trying to save up money and then slowly roll it out and hope that everything is fine and money lasts you until you die. But still, your money's invested. It could go up. It could go down. All this.
I know. My dad's all worked up, though, because then you get taxed on it when you take it out. And it's like, he's all revved up about it.
Yeah, that's why they say invest also in the Roth IRA,
right,
which is money that goes in after it's been taxed. Mm-hmm. It grows tax-free. And when you take it out, it's just yours free and clear. 401k
the idea
is different.
Probably by the time you get to your 401k, looks like the tax rate might be a little bit higher.
Could be a little bit higher. Mm. Yes. I always wondered, is there a way that you can cheat the system where you just go unemployed for a year before you pull out retirement money, and then would you be in the lowest tax bracket? I don't know, but I think your tax bracket adjusts based on the amount of money that you take out from your 401k.
That's true. I'm not
a financial advisor.
That's true. You could be one.
But here is what they're doing. An annuity is a guaranteed monthly amount. So if you prefer the peace of mind of just knowing, if you tell me that as long as I live, I will get a $4,000 check each month.
Great.
Then I will adjust my life around that number, and it takes out the guesswork. So normally those two things would have been separate. The news today was that apparently Fidelity, who we have our retirement through, and mm-hmm. they're obviously a big name in the retirement game,
yeah.
that they are going to start working in annuities. So it might be something for you to start thinking about if you're getting closer to retirement. You might ask your financial advisor or call the friends at whoever handles your 401k if you have one about that. By the way, I actually put a go to the Don and Steve show links page today. We have some fun stuff there. We also have some informational stuff. I put the article explaining what an annuity is and why this thing matters in the world of 401ks as you near retirement. So you can go read the article. 3 minutes later, you'll feel a whole lot smarter and more in the know. Boy, it's free of charge what I give people during Money Monday.
That was interesting. I mean, that was sort of interesting, but sort of not. So that was...
that's where I like to leave
people. That's kind of where I stand on you that.
I missed you, Elizabeth. It's so good to have you back. All right. When
I mean, am I wrong, Rocco?
I stopped paying attention. I know that.
Rocco, annuity. You're my blood brother. Come on, man. All right, how about this? Let's end up. I talked a little bit about Elf already. There's a really fun list today of fun facts about holiday movies. BuzzFeed put together an exhaustive one, linked it up again at the Don and Steve Show links page, but we'll go through a few. Love Actually, do you like that movie? It was almost terrible.
Hmm.
The change that they made that I think made it great. When we come back, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk. How's it sound to win a pair of tickets to Christmas with a Whole Lot of Soul featuring Ginger Commodore at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters? The show's happening December 14th and the 15th. Well, guess what? Caller 7, you can pick which date you would like to go see that show. Call us now, 651-641-1071. Again, a pair of tickets to Christmas with a Whole Lot of Soul at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters happening on December 14th or 15th. Caller 7, pick the date that is best for you. Welcome back. It's the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Elizabeth Reese is filling in for Donna Valentine.
Good day, Libby. I've been having so much fun. Thank you for inviting me. It's really been a treat.
And then you're going to go in and do the television show.
The big show, yep.
After this.
The Twin Cities Live.
It sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is. It is. It feels like a lot.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. I mean...
Thank you very much.
Now that I'm on the outside, I keep thinking.
I know. You know what? This is how I felt.
Do the show.
I'll tell you, this is how I felt. You know, I used to do the Marjorie and Elizabeth show on My Talk 107.1 every weekday from 9 to noon. We laid the groundwork that really elevated the Donna and Steve experience.
Thank you so much.
And I, when I left that, I loved, you know, I've worked at My Talk for over a decade and in all sorts of iterations. And they're just shout out to a workplace who really like makes things work for me, I have a child or whatever. It's just really wonderful. Anyway, it was the first time I ever said no to anything in my career. As far as like, can you do more? Can you be more places? Can we elevate where you are? And they said, when I was coming back from maternity leave after having my first baby, I said, I can't go back to the radio show, too, because my day was so tight and I just couldn't manage it. And so when I left that and then you eventually took on the radio show, I took like a deep breath and I was like, for you. And I just said, I just want you to know that this schedule is unsustainable.
And then they added another half hour to the TV show.
I know. And then it turned out. I mean, and so this is why when people go, oh, are you so sad that Steve left Twin Cities Live? Obviously, 100, you know how sad I have been. I adore you. I adore you personally and professionally. You are in my like top 5 people of all time.
Oh, that's really nice.
And top 10 for sure.
It might be hyperbole,
that
but
might
whatever.
Be a little bit. Anyway, top 5 I'm not related to. That could probably be it, too. And but I knew that it's just very difficult. And so I'm so happy that you're still here on My Talk. And I know that we will get to continue anytime I can come back and hang out with you here. You know that I will.
Yes, for sure. That's great. That's what's great about it. I will tell you, you're right. So the decompression that happens to your schedule is immediately apparent. And what I really got behind on these last 4 years of doing both of those things was all sorts of just routine appointments. So it sounds, we've been joking about this a lot this last week, but like this will be my first physical in 4 years this today. Instead of happening at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so location. You pay your monthly insurance premiums and you get none of the benefits.
Yeah, trust me, my family rings that bell. We hit the out-of-pocket max every year. It's fantastic, but I haven't gone in for a physical. I got a dermatologist check last week, checked out a bunch of little things. I was like, well, I definitely have skin cancer all over my neck and on my face and my lip. So I was going there just to price out coffins. And he was like, yeah, these are all fine. He even gave me a cream, thank you for asking, that can shrink the size of my pores on my nose. He said my nose will still, in fact, be as big as it is, but the pores will tighten because I have a couple. Listen, I'm not afraid to say it. I have a couple big pores that essentially become lifelong blackheads because each time they just keep welcoming in more oil.
Yeah.
Every single time, no matter what
happens.
I think it's
dirt. Isn't the blackhead the dirt that's in there? I don't know.
Wow.
Well, I don't know.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
You know I have up and down shower habits. Then I went to the dentist for the first time that I got a cleaning in roughly 4 years.
Brownie got really improved.
Brownie got that shine up.
Wow.
Libby, midway through, they're spraying my brown bottom tooth that I had, the one that is stepping back from the rest of my teeth like it's letting a row of people go by to the bathroom or something.
Yeah.
And she said midway through the cleaning, she said it essentially just like popped off. A stain, an old stain.
Oh, God, that's gross.
Isn't that incredible,
that's
though?
That's gross. I love, I know people have weird things about the dentist. I pay for extra cleanings.
Yeah, this is insane.
Well, because I got, the first time I was pregnant, second time I was pregnant, but I had four cavities after my first child was born. I had four cavities, and that happens a lot during pregnancy because the baby is like sucking the life out of you. Your body is more focused on taking care of that baby than it is you. It's such a fascinating thing. Men would never be able to handle it. Anywho,
hey.
And so I was so obsessed with not having that happen again because guess what? That is expensive. Yeah. Insurance doesn't cover all of it. So then every time I'm pregnant, I go in for multiple cleanings. Feels so great. And then I got into it. And I'm like, man, I'm going to go 3 times a year. What? Whatever. I'm going to forego one fancy dinner and get one extra dental cleaning.
This is insane. Well, I'm going to be back in 6 months. We already scheduled it. I was like,
you should go in four. You should start going 3 times a year.
No, I am going to whiten. My sister's got some professional grade teeth whitening. I'm going Ross on Friends is my goal by the end of this week. Especially with my dark beard around it, too. It's just popping.
You should start going to the tanning bed, too, and then you would really be something.
Boy, I used to. God, I love the tanning
Remember
bed.
Remember when the tanning bed was like a great thing?
Don't do it.
I mean, that was like, it was like, go. Hey, get an unlimited membership to Golden Tan if you're in high school. Don't it's cool. Put a heart sticker on your hip bone so we can see how tan you get.
On your hip bone, yeah.
And then we can see how tan you get. My friend Rich Higgins worked at the Golden Tan in Burnsville.
Shout out to Rich.
He was so tan. And then my friend Lindsay had an unlimited membership. I couldn't afford that, but I would go like on occasion. You know, remember when it was considered, hey, if you're going on a trip, you need to go to the tanning bed in order to get ready to go on the trip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Otherwise, don't come. What's the point?
Can you imagine sending your children to a tanning bed now? I was like 15.
Listen,
I'd go to before homecoming, 15 years old.
Our parents didn't know better.
No, they gave us Lucky Charms and canning beds.
Still do. Those are okay.
And candy cigs and anything went.
Listen, my dad was smoking at the age of 8. So the progression is moving in the right direction, guys. It's moving in the right direction.
Wow.
He was 8. Here's something random about the movie Love Actually. As you process my dad's habits that were formed before his adult teeth were in,
Did he store the cigarette in between his non-fully formed front teeth?
It hasn't grown in yet, Billy.
I mean, what was going on? They had a milkman. I don't know if that explains it or not, but that was like the part of the world that they were living.
You went real Pittsburghese. What was going on?
Four plot lines from the movie Love Actually were cut. The director originally wanted to have 14 different love stories.
That's too many.
It's too many. You know what that reminds me of? It's like the movie Valentine's Day.
Or terrible. New Year's Day. Brutal. Those are brutal movies.
Too much. Let's see. I'll give you another fun fact about Christmas movies.
I wish they would have taken out the porn storyline in Love Actually. I'm just telling you, you watch the TBS version.
That's the version to watch.
And I'm not as pruderson as you, but it really takes it from like such a wonderful, sweet movie to very uncomfortable, depending on who you're watching it with.
I'm pretty sure there's a pretty aggressive scene.
Yes. You're not pretty sure. You're sure. And then every time it pops up, you forgot that it was there.
Yes.
And then you're like, wow, wow, whoa.
Yeah. The movie Cold Mountain. Saw that with my parents. Not a Christmas movie, but definitely didn't think that it was going to have the three specific scenes that it had.
That is.
Oh, my gosh. I was sitting next to my mom. My dad.
Listen, when I turned on the TV with my dad once and there was Robin Williams stand up, and I'm not even going to tell you what he was simulating, and I have been emotionally traumatized.
It ruined your relationship with your dad.
We've haven't spoken since.
I linked up 35 fun facts about Christmas movies on the Don and Steve Show links page. On My Talk, DJ Rock Lobster, thank you, Don. Thank you for doing hour one. Libby Reese, you can watch her on Twin Cities Live today at 3 o'clock. Great to hang out with you again here on the radio.
Thanks, friends. I'll be back for the Dirt Alert at 12:20.